Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Doug Baker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rozema. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cruz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski takes first base on ball four. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 1 in the game. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Law hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-2 in the game. Garby hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Trammell trying to get to home. Kittle throws the ball into Hill, who tags Trammell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Fletcher moves to third. Walker moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle is walked intentionally. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lazinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Walker scores. Kittle moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Lazinski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jerry Dibzinski pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Lazinski moves to third. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-2 in the game. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing third base. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dibzinski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-3 in the game. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dibzinski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Castillo now catching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Stegman pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski takes first base on ball 4. Stegman moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Stegman moves to third. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing left field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.